Findings Keepings, written for radio by Philip Levine.
Yes, sir. Can I help you?
I'm hoping so. Afraid I left my briefcase on a train. Been to lost property, police, no luck. Thought I'd try an ad in the personal column.
Well, I doubt if you'll make tomorrow's edition. We're overbooked.
Can't you pull a few strings?
Well, I'll try, but I'm not promising.
The ad's a long shot, but I'm desperate.
Oh, it'll turn up. You'd be surprised at the number of people who read the personal column. Third of the population, they say.
Well, whoever they are, I hope they're right. Now, how do we word it, the ad?
Well, you could start with lost in capital letters.
Right.
What kind of a briefcase was it?
Black Morocco, with my initials, DP, David Penrose.
And you left it on a train?
9:20 from Brighton to Victoria yesterday morning.
Monday the 14th. Want to offer a reward?
Okay. Let's make it a fiver, shall we?
Very generous. Will you require a box number?
No, I prefer whoever finds it to ring me direct. Flaxman 2249.
Right. Now, how's this? Lost on 9:20 Brighton to Victoria. Oh, I think we can cut the date. Black Morocco briefcase, initials DP, £5 reward. Call Flaxman 2249.
Two, two, four, nine. Hello?
Flaxman, is it?
Yes, who's that?
You wouldn't know me. I'm ringing regarding your advertisement in the personal column.
Don't tell me you've got my briefcase.
Pretty sure. Black Morocco, initials DP.
Oh, marvellous. Where did you find it?
On the 10:55, Victoria to Brighton, Monday. Been away for a few days. Actually, I'm still there now, in Brighton. Calling on long distance.
Don't worry about that. I'll pay any expenses. You're fair.
Oh, I live in town. I was coming up anyway. In fact, I'm just about to catch the 9:40, so I've got to rush.
Well, look, I'm at 1B Fairfield Terrace, Chelsea. Basement flat. That's just off the King's Road.
I'll find it. Now, I'd better dash or I'll miss that train. See you about lunchtime, Mr. Penrose. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Mr. Penrose?
Yes. And you're Mr...
Smith. John Smith.
Well, do come in, Mr. Smith.
Thank you. Sorry if I'm a bit late. Got held up outside Croydon. Could have walked it quicker.
That's usually the way.
Oh, very nice.
Hmm?
Your flat.
Like it, do you?
Most impressive. Must have cost you the earth.
Well, I like people to think so. Ah, my case. May I have it?
Oh, of course.
I can't thank you enough. To be honest, I didn't hold out much hope. You know what it's like these days, findings, keepings.
Yes.
Here, let me get you a drink. Whiskey, brandy?
Whiskey with a splash would be fine.
Good.
I expect you're wondering why I didn't hand it in at Brighton, Mr. Penrose.
Yes, as a matter of fact, it did cross my mind.
Well, as I found it on the down train, I thought to myself, whoever'd lost it must have come up to town. Far better to hand it in at this end.
Indeed. Here. Is that okay?
Oh, thank you.
Well, it certainly pays to advertise, doesn't it? Which reminds me. The reward. Afraid I'm a little short of cash. I've written out a check. Hope you don't mind.
Fiver's a bit steep just for returning a briefcase.
No, that's what I offered. Please.
Well, if you insist. Thank you. I should check your case. See everything's there.
Oh, no, I'm sure that's not...
No, I'd rather you did.
All right.
All correct, Mr. Penrose? Well, now, don't tell me you're minus something. What's missing?
You know very well what's missing. All right. Where are they?
Where, what?
The letters, Smith. The letters that were in my case.
Letters? personal, were they?
No, I wouldn't describe them quite like that.
Wouldn't you? Well, I should. To coin a phrase, I'd say they were of an extremely personal and intimate nature. Quite shattered me, in fact.
I'm sure.
Not that I was prying. I merely opened the case to look for a name and address. Quite natural. And there they were, all done up in a pink ribbon. I must say she writes in a very beautiful and distinctive hand.
Oh? Who?
Oh, come now, Mr. Penrose, I need hardly tell you that.
But do. You've obviously done a fair amount of homework. I'd hate to see it go to waste.
Well, there were five letters on an expensive printed notepaper. None signed with her actual name, but with a variety of endearments. Would you like me to...
No, thanks. Other people's love lives are so boring.
Aren't they? Anyway, having the address, it was easy enough to discover who lived there. Mr. and Mrs. Gilbert Craig.
You have been busy.
And everyone's heard of Gilbert Craig. Top film producer, isn't he? Out in Italy at the moment, working on some biblical epic.
You are well informed.
Ooh, I'm an avid reader. So naturally, I'm also aware that Mrs. Craig is none other than Marion Haynes, that very glamorous and, may I say, talented young actress.
She'd be delighted to hear that, I'm sure.
There were no envelopes, so I hadn't a clue to whom the letters were sent. That is, until I read your ad. I merely rang Directory, who obligingly supplied your name.
Quite the detective, aren't you?
Oh, it required little ingenuity, merely applied common sense.
From which I gather you hope to profit, Mr. Smith?
Well, in life one has to pay for one's mistakes. I know I have. Disastrous marriage, missed opportunities, lack of foresight. I mean, take my meagre pension. I saved hard at a time when money was money. Now, at every turn, I'm subject to extortion. My landlord with his annual rent increases, the council with their rates, and... Well, I ask you, is this kind of extortion anything more than a refined form of...
Blackmail?
Oh, now, please, Mr. Penrose... Don't imagine that I'm some professional blackmailer.
The thought hadn't crossed my mind.
I promise you, I've never done anything like this before.
That's very evident.
Oh? Is it?
Well, I mean, what professional blackmailer would visit the house of an intended victim? One chooses an out-of-the-way spot.
Oh, does one?
A country road, a bridge, a park.
Oh, yes, yes, I see what you mean.
And I already had my suspicions before you arrived.
Oh?
Well, when you rang up, you called me Mr. Penrose. I hadn't told you my name. It's pretty evident that you'd already started probing.
Oh, that was careless of me.
As a result, I could have planted a hidden mic and recorded this conversation. Or I might have arranged for a police officer to be present.
Huh?
Behind this bedroom door.
Oh.
Don't look so worried, Smith. There's no one there. So many blunders, showing clearly that you are nothing more than a glorified amateur. And as for accepting that check just now, oh, really, you should have insisted on cash. And then arriving without gloves and leaving your prints on that case and the whiskey glass. Still, you did take one precaution. False name. Good. But you might have chosen something a little less obvious. Oh, John Smith.
But that is my name.
It is?
Yes.
Well, change it. Far too suspicious. Well, seeing you have the letters, what do you intend to do with them? Offer them to me?
Yes.
Another error, Smith. I'm a bachelor. It's the lady you ought to tackle, far more vulnerable. Anyway, let's hear the worst. What do you think they're worth?
Well, being something of a beginner, I'm not sure. £100?
Oh, Smith, really? I give up. Here you have evidence of clear indiscretion, and all you're asking is £100? You'll ruin the market, old boy, undercutting like that.
Yes, I suppose she must be worth a mint... Well, maybe I'll up it to a couple of thousand.
No, no. One must find the right balance. An amount she can reasonably afford in these days of high taxation. Personally, if I hadn't been so foolish as to have left my case behind, I'd have asked, 500.
You would have asked?
Well, you don't imagine, old chap, that those letters were addressed to me, do you? Well, I admit I'm not without my successes, but Marion Haynes... Well, a little out of my class. Those letters didn't reach me through the post. Indeed, not.
You mean...
Oh, I wouldn't put myself among the highest ranks of the criminal fraternity, but I do consider myself a competent professional...
Blackmailer?
Extortionist.
Oh, dear.
Ah, now, Smith, don't look so forlorn. As it happens, you save me considerable embarrassment, and I'm more than grateful to you. So you may keep the letters and use them to your advantage.
1 minute. If they weren't sent to you, how'd you get them?
Well, it's something of a trade secret... But as I consider myself in your debt, here beginneth lesson one. The The stock in trade of every professional blackmailer is the gutter press. Daily we scan their pages for items of gossip or some intimate photo. You know the sort of thing. The glamorous Marion Haynes at the gala opening accompanied by, well, whoever the fortunate young man might be. Then one goes into action. A stolen handbag, a wallet, or a spot of burglary. One can soon discover that they're more than just good friends.
Yes, quite an art.
Indeed. You've a lot to learn. Perhaps I can help you.
But why?
As I told you, I'm in your debt.
I don't see how you can...
Smith, as you must gather by now, I burgled the flat of a certain gentleman. Now, it's quite possible he may have told his mistress. If you'd have handed my case into the police, they'd have followed the trail as you did. 3 years in Wandsworth, at least. Oh, no. And my flat looking so nice. No, Smith, I shall be eternally grateful to you. You do have promise, there's no doubt. So welcome to the fold, and allow me to guide you through your apprenticeship.
So, where'd we go from here?
Before we decide, let's have another snifter, shall we? The letters, Smith, you've got them in a safe place, I hope.
A deposit box at my bank.
Very wise, but you shouldn't have told me that. A secret's never a secret once it's shared, you know.
True. But I haven't told you which bank, have I?
Learning fast, Smith, learning fast, good.
You're an excellent teacher, Mr. Penrose.
Oh, we've hardly begun. Now, what do you think our next step should be?
Well, contact the victim, Marion Haynes.
How?
Well, not by letter, that's for sure. By phone, I'd say.
But not from that one. If she knows the letters are missing, she may be prepared, and calls can be traced in a matter of minutes.
Then how'd we call her?
No, we'll pop out and find a public call box.
It's a bit tricky, isn't it? How do you broach the subject?
Depends. As every good salesman knows, whatever you have to sell, first create the impression that you're giving it away.
Hello? 2831?
Mrs. Craig there, please.
Who's calling?
Mr. Penrose. She won't know me, but it is important.
One moment, sir.
You'll observe my subtle approach, Smith. I asked for the wife, not the actress.
But you gave your own name.
Of course. There's a good reason for that.
But why?
You'll see.
Hello? Mrs. Craig speaking.
Oh, Mrs. Craig, my name is Penrose. Do forgive me for bothering you. It's a little complicated.
It's all right.
I live in a basement flat in Chelsea. I was about to empty some rubbish this morning when I found a small bundle of letters down the side of my bin. Your number was on the heading.
My letters, you say?
Well, written by you to your husband, I imagine. I expect he lost them. Perhaps I ought to have a word with him. Lord knows how they got into my basement.
I'm afraid he's abroad at the moment, in Italy. Look, I'll be in town a little later on. Could I meet you?
All right. Where do you suggest?
I don't mind, to suit you.
Should we say the Carlton at 3:30?
Fine. How will I know you, Mr. Penrose?
Oh, late 30s, dark. We'll find each other, don't worry. I'll probably be in the bar.
Right. Goodbye. Thank you for all the trouble you've gone to.
Not at all. Goodbye, Mrs. Craig. There you are, Smith. A meeting's arranged.
Still seems a bit risky to me, giving her your name.
On the contrary, it was essential. For a reason which I'll save till later. Now, I want one of the letters.
Oh? Why?
My dear Smith, without bait, one cannot hope to land a large fish. You've 5 letters in your possession. Take whichever one you consider to be the least valuable and meet me at the Carlton at, well, let's say 2:50. That'll give us time to liaise.
Well, I'll be seeing her too, will I?
No, it's easier to handle without the encumbrance of a third party. But the lounge is pretty empty in the afternoons. I'll choose a corner table and you can be in the next cubicle. You'll hear what's going on, all right.
Well, I'd better get to my bank before it shuts.
Then run along. And don't be late, will you? Well, you're punctual, I'll say that for you, Smith.
Got the letter?
Yes. Then let's go into the bar. I've ordered you a whiskey. Cheers.
Cheers.
Right. Now, let's have the letter. Well, come on.
I may be an amateur, Mr. Penrose, but
This seems an awfully unprofessional way of going about things.
I sense an element of mistrust.
Well, put yourself in my place. It's not easy to trust a self-confessed blackmailer, is it?
True, true, but there is such a thing as honour among thieves. Still, if that's how you feel, there's nothing more to be said. I'll finish my drink and then you're on your own. Don't worry, no hard feelings.
Just a minute, Mr. Penrose, don't go. I'm sorry. That was foolish of me. Here's the letter.
Thank you.
But what are you going to do with it? Give it to her?
Exactly.
What?
Don't turn round, but she's arrived.
Oh.
I said don't. She's coming over. Give me a second, then follow us in.
Do we meet back here?
No, at my flat. See you, Smith. And don't panic. Everything's under control.
Excuse me. Mr. Penrose.
Yes?
I'm Mrs. Craig.
Good Lord, for one moment I thought... Of course, Craig. You're married to... You're Marion Haynes.
Yes.
Well, well. Look, shall we go through to the lounge? We can order there.
Fine.
Shall we sit here? It's cozier in the corner. Can I get you something? A drink?
No, not for me. I'm rather pushed for time. Though I wouldn't say no to a cigarette.
Here.
Thanks. We're short of an ashtray.
Probably one at the next table. Excuse me. Are you using there?
No, help yourself.
Thank you. Here you are.
These letters you mentioned, Mr. Penrose. You say you found them where exactly?
Near the steps of my basement flat, wedged between the wall and the dustbin. It seemed to me they'd been thrown over the railing from the street. Naturally, I was curious. All done up in a pink ribbon. So I...
Read them.
Just one. This one. Here. It was written by you, Mrs. Craig?
Where did you get this?
I told you.
I know what you told me, Mr. Penrose.
Well, if you doubt my word, where do you think I got it?
From the flat of a friend of mine.
More than just a friend, surely.
Oh, you!
Oh, tear it up, by all means. It's only one of a set. The rest make far more interesting reading. But then you should know. You wrote them. Odd, though, you've no legal right to them. A letter belongs to the recipient, not the sender. After all, they could have been sent to me, couldn't they?
But they weren't.
I know. But would you or your friend swear to that in court? I doubt it. But not to worry. I intend to return them to you.
You do?
Well, you don't think I'm some nefarious blackmailer, do you? Perish the thought. I'm an extremely sensitive, artistic, creative person.
Oh, what do you do?
Well, I had hopes of being a writer, but the publishers were so unreceptive, I turned my hand to interior designing.
Really?
And I have a feeling that at this very moment, you're in need of my advice.
Then you're quite wrong. My house was completely redecorated 3 months ago.
Oh, yes, but fashions change. One tires of schemes so quickly. Now, I agree you may not be ready to call in the builders just yet, but you're thinking about it. As a result, you telephoned me, I dropped over, and after considerable thought, suggested a brilliant scheme which you thoroughly approved. My fee is quite nominal, and you'll be paying it in cash?
How much?
£500, in used notes. Of course, I shall require your approval in writing. You can put it in the post when you get back home.
And if I refuse to take your advice?
I'll see the remaining letters reach your husband in Italy, did you say he was?
You're despicable.
And you, Mrs. Craig, carrying on while your poor husband slaves away on some film set.
All right, you've made your point. You've the letters with you.
Hardly. But they're safe and sound, I promise you.
I shall want them all back. All the other five.
Five?
I wrote 6 letters. There's the remains of one. But I won't pay you a penny unless you return them all.
Don't worry, I never shortchange a customer.
Well, what's the arrangement?
As I said, a short note accepting my quote and approving the scheme.
And when do I get the letters?
They'll be handed to you by a third party.
Haven't the courage to do your own dirty work.
On the contrary, this is the dirty work. In this instance, I'm merely the go-between. Well, What happened to you, Smith? Quite given you up.
Sorry, I had a job getting a taxi. Well, I've got to hand it to you, Mr. Penrose. That was a real lesson.
Yes, I did hand it rather well, didn't I?
But giving her your name...
Why not? She's hiring me as an interior designer, all legal and above board.
Oh, of course. You're right, I'm just an amateur.
It takes time to reach professional status. But you'll make it, Smith.
You think so?
Hmm. But I'm not quite sure you'll qualify in this instance.
Oh? Why not?
We've hit a snag.
A snag?
Well, you were at the next table, didn't you hear? She said there were 6 letters all told.
Oh, yes, but there were only 5 in your briefcase.
I know. Perhaps the boyfriend lost or destroyed one. But it's obvious she won't part with the money unless she has them all.
You couldn't forge one, could you?
My line's blackmail, Smith. Forgery is a speciality.
Yes, she's such a distinctive hand. She'd be bound to spot it.
Hmm. But her very distinctive hand might work to our advantage.
How?
Well, if we choose a somewhat shadowy meeting place...
Oh, she's bound to bring a torch. As you said, she's no idiot.
Oh, I'm sure she'll examine the letters, but it's unlikely that she'd actually read them, isn't it?
I'm not with you.
You will be. First, we'll get hold of some similar paper. Easy enough. Then we take one of her old letters and have it duplicated by one of those newfangled machines. What do they call it? Photocopying. There's one in the foyer of our public library. And you'd never know the copy from the real thing.
Oh, you're a genius, Penrose. You really are.
Who's arguing? Oh, by the way, once you've done the swap, don't hang about.
Oh, don't worry, I won't. You know, after all you've taught me, I feel we ought to share 50-50.
Now, you're still behaving like an amateur, Smith. You're in business. No room for sentimentality. Besides, possession's 9/10 of the law. You have the letters, so the prize is yours.
All the same, I don't feel right about it.
Now, don't concern yourself. I've one or 2 things lined up in the south of France. Perfect hunting ground this time of the year.
How long before she writes and agrees to your estimate?
If I'm any judge, that letter should be here in the morning.
Then what?
I'll contact you. What's your address?
No. I'm not falling for that one. I'd be a poor pupil if I did. After all, I've put one over on you. You might still decide to burgle me.
It's an idea. But if it makes you feel any happier, call me around 10:30. Or drop by, if you like.
No, I'd rather not. You know, tape recorders, hidden witnesses.
Charming.
Well, you're a professional, aren't you? No sentimentality and all that, huh? Let's meet in some out-of-the-way spot. Shall we say the Serpentine?
Hello, Smith. Nice morning.
Isn't it? Quite mild.
Should we sit? There's a bench further on.
No, let's take a stroll. I'd prefer that.
Anything you say.
Well, did she send the required letter, Penrose?
Yes.
Got it with you?
Yes, I've got it with me.
And what's she say exactly?
Hang on. Here we are. Dear David Penrose, thank you for calling the other day and for your suggested scheme, which I wholeheartedly approve. I agree to your fee of £500, which is to be paid in advance. All right?
Perfect.
So you see, she has no comeback at all. If there's any trouble, I merely produce this letter.
I think I'd prefer to produce it, if you don't mind, Penrose. Thank you.
Not at all. Where do you want to meet her?
Oh, I've her number. I'll make my own arrangements, if you don't mind.
You are a trusting chappy, aren't you?
If I'm not, I've only you to thank. But I'd hate you to think I'm ungrateful. You know, after all you've taught me about professional blackmailers, I'm not sure that I'm cut out for this.
Oh. We're not backing out at this stage, are we?
No, I think it's a case of the first and last time.
Oh, you disappoint me. And after all my tuition.
For which I'm grateful, believe me. In fact, that's one of the reasons I wanted to meet up, rather than just phone. I still feel you're entitled to a half share.
Oh, don't let's start that again.
No, I can't. Fair's fair. Look, you said possession's 9/10 of the law, didn't you? Then the least I can do is to give you 10%. And as I know you're shooting off somewhere, I've decided to pay you in advance.
By check?
Oh, no. Now I know better than that. I've brought the cash.
£50?
Uh-huh.
But I thought you were hard up.
Well, I'm not rolling in it, but I've managed to put aside a few quid.
Look, I'm very touched, old chap, but it's not necessary, really.
Oh, come on. This time I insist.
Well, have it your way. Thanks.
You know, I admire you, Penrose. I can't say I like you.
Funny. I like you, Smith. But I can't say I admire you. Well, goodbye. Hope all goes well.
And with you, Penrose.
Mr. Smith?
Yes?
You've got the letters?
Yes, but I'd prefer the cash first.
It's all there. See?
Then let's do a quick swap, shall we? Here.
They're all here?
Yes, all five. See for yourself. Now, if you don't mind, I must hurry along. Good night, Mrs. Craig.
Good night, Mr. Smith.
Marion, did you get them?
Yes, David, they're all here.
Thank heavens for that. He didn't spot the stage money.
No, but I'm the poorer by £10. I thought I'd better use a few real ones.
Well, actually, we're £40 in profit.
What?
He insisted I take 10%. And let's face it, after what we've been through, we deserve it. If those letters had reached old Gilbert...
Well, it was your damn fault. I'll never put pen to paper again.
No, I shouldn't, my darling. Well, seeing I'm flush, do you fancy Brighton again this weekend?
In Findings Keepings by Philip Levine, David Penrose was played by Gerald Flood, Smith by Cyril Shapps, Marion by Margaret Robertson, and the clerk and the maid by Carol Boyd. It was produced by Betty Davis.